This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The Biden administration is moving toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the United States to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. White House officials said Wednesday, talking to the Associated Press, the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. Eventually, all foreign citizens entering the U.S., with some limits and exceptions, are expected to need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter the country. All travelers to the U.S., regardless of their vaccination status, are required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of air travel to the country. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanovskaya, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympic Games, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, either in her sporting life or personal one. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning, and Poland has also offered him a visa. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliation to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is